This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa 'azim sultanik. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala sayyidina Muhammad an-nabiyil amin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to share with you another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life. And today we are discussing a very important tradition about the beautiful traits of sound faith. I will read the hadith in Arabic and translate and then explain it so that we can enhance our understanding and practice of Islam, inshallah. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. Wa man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim jarahu. Wa man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dhayfahu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him speak what is good or remain silent. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him honor his neighbor. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him honor his guest. The hadith is narrated by Abu Huraira. We discussed about this prominent companion before. We have already cited a number of traditions from him. He was one of the most prolific transmitters of traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for him to have an excellent memory, and he was gifted with such a memory that he narrated so many traditions. And this is reported by Imam Muslim and others. This version is from Imam Muslim. This is a great hadith. It belongs to the category of Jawami'ul Kalim. Jawami'ul Kalim are short statements. The Prophet ﷺ is one of the greatest communicators. Allah gifted him with the ability to use pithy short phrases loaded with meaning. And you can continue to reflect on them and practice them. Full of meanings, but phrases the word in a short and precise. This is one of the miracles of the Prophet. Of course, the supreme miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Quran. But the Prophet has been gifted with other hundreds of other miracles, and this is one of them, that he was able to speak wisdom using very, very precise short words. This hadith mentions three beautiful moral traits that everyone with sound faith should have. The Prophet considers this as integrals of faith, meaning the faith is incomplete without them. They are meant to foster, if you reflect on these three traits, we will come to know that it's meant to foster brotherly relations among people and take out hatred and malice from the instill love, harmony, and cooperation, which are the foundations of a virtuous community. When you have virtuous individuals practicing this kind of moral traits, you are laying the foundation for virtuous society or community. The three golden rules mentioned in this hadith are: speak good or remain silent, number one. Number two, honor your neighbor. And number three is honor your guest. The first rule establishes guidelines for the correct use of speech or tongue. It's one of the greatest instruments that Allah has given us for beneficial use. Very, very important. The Prophet ﷺ is an interpreter of the Quran, and I have mentioned earlier that he all of the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can look at it as a tafsir of the Quran. So this hadith intends to explain what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the following verse, Surah 4, number 114. La khayra fi kathirin min najwahum illa man amara bi sadaqatin aw ma'rufin aw islahin bainan nas. Wa man yafal dhalika bitiwa maradatillahi fasawfa nutihi ajran azima. There is no good whatsoever in most of their secret talks, except those encouraging charity, kindness, or reconciliation between people. And whoever does this, seeking Allah's pleasure, we will grant them a great reward. The hadith, therefore, sets the boundaries for use of speech. We must use our tongue in a responsible manner. Why? مَا يَلْفُظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Not a word does a person utter without having a vigilant observer ready to write it all down. Surah 50, verse 18. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, a person's faith cannot become sound until his heart is sound. And one's heart can never be sound until the tongue is sound. So we must think twice before we speak. It's a trust. Speech is a trust. Tongue is a trust. So we ought to use it only for a good purpose. And this good purpose is to counsel good, to bring about peace and reconciliation, and to see, soothe, and heal the wounds, encourage charity and compassion. Good works. If our speech does not serve any of such purposes, then we ought to remain silent. And that is the least we could do for ourselves. The maxim says, "Assumtu hikma wa qalilun fa'iluha." Silence is wisdom, but very few people practice it. The second rule is honor your neighbor. By this rule, the Prophet reminds us of our duties towards neighbors. He warns us against hurting them again and again. He said, by Allah, they are not believers. And he repeated it thrice. When the companions asked, who are they? He replied, those with whom their neighbors do not feel safe. He meant hurtful words, behavior, or hurting them in their wealth or rights, even failing to cooperate with them in all beneficial matters. We ought to go beyond this, to do everything possible to treat our neighbors kindly and honorably. The Prophet set an example for this. As his beloved wife Aisha tells us, that the Prophet used to go out of his way to be good towards his neighbors. And even though some of them were his enemies, aggressive, always trying to hurt him, but he never hurt them. He rather forgave them, and he would. And Aisha gives the example, whenever the Prophet used to slaughter a lamb or goat, he would distribute most of it among his neighbors. When asked about it, nothing is left except bones. Then the Prophet said, what we gave is all ours. And these bones, we will eat and they will go to the toilet. The Prophet also warns against abandoning them, our neighbors, when they are in need. That's why he said, they are not believers who fill themselves while their neighbors are starving. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, one of the greatest imams and muhaddith scholars of hadith, who was very, very diligent in observing the rules of the Sharia, so he made a ruling. If a person has surplus food and he knows his neighbor is starving and yet did not part with it, share his meal with his neighbor who is starving, and if the neighbor does starve to death, this person, you should be charged second degree murder, because it's our duty to share the surplus without neighbor, especially if they are in dire need of it. The third rule is honoring one's guest. It especially applies where a traveler is not left with modern facilities and comforts we take for granted today. Sometimes this rule, you may think there is no need for it. Of course, there is still need for it. For many people come to a strange country, they have no bed. So if we know that somebody who is in this situation, we should really honor them. The purport is to level the divide between us and they. You know, making a distinction among people based on race, ethnicity, religion, nationality, color, whatsoever. This is at the root cause of racism. This is the root cause of racism, xenophobia, and Islamophobia. We are suffering from it all over the world. Look at racism rampant in the United States, how they treat blacks, how they treat ethnic minorities in India, the religious minorities in India. Of course, Islam want to nip this in the bud by teaching the brotherhood of humankind, which should extend to everyone. So there is no stranger. Everyone should be treated as if he's our neighbor. That is what we learn from the great prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is said about him that he always had a part of his tent open to receive guests. Who are strangers actually passing by in the desert. He will receive everyone and will host them. This tradition of hospitality was passed on to the Arabs, descendants of Abraham, Ismail alayhi salam, and you see, of all nations in the world, the Arabs still keep this tradition to some extent. Of course, maybe some of them don't, but most of them do still keep this kind of tradition. And thanks to this noble trait, which the Arab Muslims passed on to Muslims, Islam spread to various parts of the world. And it was not because of the sword, but because of the openness that the Muslims displayed that was responsible for the spread of Islam in the greatest country, Indonesia, the greatest Muslim country in the world, highest population, and Malaysia, China, and other countries, including South India. And it was the same trait of character that attracted Robert Dixon Crane, who died recently last year in 2021, advisor to President of the United States, Richard Nixon. He said that he converted to Islam because this is the religion that opens the door to everyone without any discrimination between one race and another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, inspire us to learn and acquire these beautiful traits of this beautiful religion, which is a message, a pure message of mercy. Aqul qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.